holiday.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our 2008 Christmas special. I'm Jerry Pippin. It's a bleak time, especially if you read the newspapers every day, or maybe you read the Wall Street Journal. But at the same time, when tough times come, we all start thinking about, I think, at Christmas, the things that are really important. And that, of course, is the person. Our relationships with our family, with our friends, and our business partners. A little different approach for a different Christmas season, for sure. Ah, is it the season to be joyful? It might be if you're surrounded by loved ones, but many of us, unfortunately, will be spending Christmas without that special person. Well, here's one of the songs.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friend to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing, silent night. Oh, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, then New
again. This next segment on our Christmas show is a little different, but it's something that all of us can be interested in. First of all, it's a great gift idea, giving an experience instead of a physical present. And we have Deborah Conifani here with us. Actually, she's in New York City, and I'm here in Oklahoma. But Deborah is a spokesperson and one of the powers behind this whole idea. And it's in conjunction with the Discovery Channel. Let's check in with her, and we'll find out exactly what we're talking about here. It sounds pretty interesting.
Well, Debbie, is it Christmassy in New York?
It's very Christmassy. They just lit up the tree the other night, and I haven't been down there yet, but I plan to be. But everything's decorated, and the streets are full of people, and people do have the Christmas spirit here.
Yeah, where is the Discovery offices from Rockefeller? Where are you talking about?
Actually, we don't have offices here. Our offices are in Washington, D.C. We're headquartered right outside of D.C., actually.
But you work out of New York quite a lot, and as well as Los Angeles.
Yes, we have a lot of partners or providers of experiences here in New York and Los Angeles, actually in cities across the country.
Let's talk a little bit about this unique idea for Christmas. Why don't you tell our audience what we're talking about here?
Okay, well, there is a company called Excitations that provides gift experiences. And in 2008, the beginning of the year, they partnered with Discovery Channel. And they created a website called discoveryexperiences.com. And on this website are about 1,600 experiences that you can give people as gifts.
Now, when you talk about experiences, are you talking like a trip to Hawaii or...
No, actually, the experiences are educational, they're green, they're adventurous. They have to have that component to them where there's some interaction with the provider. There's an educational component. So It's not just like getting tickets to something. If it were an experience at the opera, you'd probably go behind the scenes at the opera. You'd see how they get their costumes ready. You might learn a little bit more about that particular opera before the show. So there's always that extra dimension to it where it fits into that Discovery brand where we're learning. And we do try and get people out into nature and let them have green experiences, many experiences for children, so that they can connect to nature and they're not just getting another gift where they're sitting in their house and they're isolated from each other, everyone in their own room. You know, we want to have things for families to do together.
Give us a few examples of what we're talking about. I know... I saw a press release the other day. You had top 10 experiences.
Yes, we have top 10. And, you know, Jerry, for your listeners, I was going through our experiences, and I was just going over some of them that might be of interest to your listeners. For instance, we have ghost tours in different
cities. Yes, we
do.
And you have ghost tours.
Yes, we have ghost tours that people can give.
Tell me a little bit about it. We just do the shows about it, but tell me an example of that. What would that
be? Okay, well, we do ghost tours in Boston, Chicago, Atlanta, Philly, D.C., Charlotte, and San Diego. So they're all a little different depending on the region. There's one in Plymouth where you go through the town square and you go to... Burial Hill, in Boston you go through the Roswell streets, the historic center there. So they vary from city to city, of course, but you know, they tell about the history, the famous ghosts, paranormal experiences that took place there. We have some stargazing experiences with astronomers. There's one that you can do on the desert at night in Sedona.
Give
you an example, it's $75. You go out into the desert for almost 2 hours at night. The astronomer shows you the rings of Saturn, the moons of Jupiter. we have astronomers across the country that will go to people's houses and
bring telescopes
and do stargazing parties for up to 50 people. Now, that runs about $250, $275, but it is for 50 people. So you know, you have a fun party. We do a twilight astronomy cruise on Canyon Lake in Arizona, which is $170 for two people, and that's on an old-fashioned steamboat. And you learn about the solar system from a radio personality in the area by the name of Dr. Sky.
Interesting.
So, you know, a lot of fun things like that. There's
it's not that expensive, is it?
No, and we've really tried to make it affordable. I mean, we do have some over-the-top gifts, of course, but we've really tried to focus on experiences that are affordable and taking the discovery experience from the television out into the world. You know, there's historic walking tours, and then there's all kinds of experiences in nature from or just in the outdoors, you know, from hot air ballooning to ice climbing. You can go wolf watching with your kids. You can go behind the scenes in an aquarium and you know, watch how they feed the animals, the fish in the morning before the aquarium opens up. So, you know, it's just a lot of fun to be on the site and actually go through and look at all these experiences. And it's very user-friendly. There's different regions, or you can look by price ranges, by categories. So it's easy to use, and there's beautiful photographs of the experiences. And
right, we have a link to that website, but for people listening that are not near their computer, why don't you give that website address again?
Sure, it's discoveryexperiences.com.
It's pretty simple. They can remember that.
Yes, discoveryexperiences.com.
Now, you just mentioned a lot of things that a lot of our listeners would be interested in.
Uh-huh.
So, let's say I'm listening right now, and I hear this, and you just mentioned an astronomer coming over to my house for a personal astronomy party where I could probably invite a few friends over too.
Mm-hmm.
How would I go about doing that? I mean, do you go on the website and order it and then pick a date later? Or
Yes. You would open the experience. There's a link to our customer service where you can put in your order. You would give us two or three dates that you'd like to have the experience, and then we would get right back to you and let you know which dates it's available. And then we would just secure it for you.
Yeah, I think this would be great ideas for business gifts. And, you know, it doesn't have to be just for Christmas, anytime.
Absolutely, year-round. I mean, they're great incentives for businesses to use, because actually you can give someone what we call, we have some gifts in different price ranges based on color. So you could get, let's say, something in the orange circle, and if you were to click onto that in our website, everything under $100 would come up.
Uh-huh.
And so someone could just choose which gift they want without seeing the price. And, you know, this gives them a lot of choices. Another thing, Jerry, that I really think is wonderful about this is that it supports the local businesses across the country that provide these experiences.
Yeah, I started to ask you about that. I noticed the indoor skydiving thing. For years, I broadcast out of Las Vegas, and I used to drive right by an indoor skydiving place all the time.
Uh-huh.
I never went in, but that basically, if somebody wanted to do that, they might, and they lived in that area, they'd probably end up going there.
Yeah.
Or someplace like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's helped local merchants.
Yeah, that's a fun experience. You go up in a wind tunnel and you wear all the skydiving gear.
Have you done that?
You know, I have not, but I took my two children to do it.
I'm just trying to find out how daring you are.
No, I took them to do it. My kids are grown. They're 20, 21, and 23, and
well, you must
they
have
a lesson
when you
first.
Begin. You sound very young.
They learned the sign language, and they got in the tunnel, each one individually with an instructor, and it took them way up there, and they just loved it. I figured, let me watch them do it. I'm not great with heights, but it looked like everybody was having a fantastic time that was trying it.
You know, you have this wolf howling thing. What's that all about?
I'm sorry, the what?
The wolf howling thing, howling good time, wolf watch experience.
Yes, you can go wolf watching experience, which, again, starts at $50, and it's in many of the different areas across the country. And it's a great thing to do with children, where they can go out in nature and look for a wolf.
Interesting. You mentioned there were a lot of environmentally friendly things on here.
Well, yes. And, you know, we consider anything that gets people out into nature environmentally friendly, because, you know, when you appreciate the planet, you want to take care of it more. And children tend to be isolated in their houses, and adults as well. So the more we can get out and go crane viewing, or like you said, wolf watching, or even learning to kayak. There's an experience we have where you can be a seal trainer for a day. You know, all of these things give you more awareness of what's going on in the outdoors, and make people want to preserve it more and respect it and take care of it.
Off of the cuff here, you may not know how many, I guess you keep adding more of these experiences all the time. So
yes,
how many are available now, you figure? 50, 100?
No, we have approximately 1,600 experiences available.
Wow.
Yes, 1,600.
So anyone listening, any interest, they probably could find it there.
Yes. There's always new things being added, and again, you know, to not get overwhelmed, you can just, as soon as you go on to the site, you can select your region and choose things in that region, and you can break it down into categories of everything from, you know, take the wheel if you like driving experiences, or wet and wild if you want a water experience. So it's divided up into different categories, and they're great things to give someone as a gift that lives in another city as well.
We are getting close to Christmas. It's not too late to order one of these things now.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, they can.
Is there a deadline for that?
We can send it to you electronically. You know, within an hour, you'll immediately have at least a nice printout.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. Just something you can hand them and say, "Hey, this is your gift."
Yes, and well, not only that, if it's before 24 hours, we could actually overnight. But if not, send by regular mail. We have a beautiful gift box, a red gift box, which is very deep, almost like a jewelry box. It's made out of heavy stock, and you can keep it as a keepsake, and you can use it to store things in. But inside of it, it has a beautiful, very heavy text, color pictures of the experience, and so people feel like they're getting something. They actually get something in the mail, and they have a beautiful box to open.
Demographically speaking, we have a good size audience of higher income folk as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's some of the exotic experiences you get? You probably got something that's pretty expensive.
Well, off the top of my head, I can tell you one. It may be our most expensive. We have one, if you want to dream for the moment, we have a $15,000 experience where you take a private train car overnight to the Kentucky Derby, and then you attend the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
That's a good one.
So we got a good experience of the range now, from $50 to $16,000.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we don't have many that. There's one where you can, a zero gravity experience that, that many people are interested in, you know, because sure. everyone has that fantasy about being an astronaut and just floating around a room, and that's about, oh, I think that runs about $5,000. But for the adventurous person who wants to be in about the $1,000 range, you can actually have a secret agent driving experience.
What is that, what is involved there?
Well, you get to drive very fast in a car. You get behind the wheel of a car that's used by special forces and SWAT teams, and they take you out to a place where you can just drive as fast as you want and see what these cars are equipped with, and you can learn how to break through a barricade and do a reverse 180 and have that that fantasy. So, and that's in three different cities. That's in D.C., New York, and Philadelphia. So, like I said, it's a lot of fun just to go through these experiences. And
well, it sounds like it's
going to
be, if nothing else, people could go over there and just spend a little time looking and doing a little wishful thinking.
Absolutely,
And everyone knows somebody that's hard to give a present for, so this might be an ideal way to do it.
Oh, yeah, there's something for everyone. And
so do you do this all year?
Yes, absolutely.
You, I mean, you personally?
I mean, people love to give these gifts as, these experiences as gifts for birthdays, for Valentine's Day. Mother's Day and Father's Day is very popular. So they're absolutely, and we're all looking for new experiences, fun experiences all year long, visiting the providers, meeting with them, and making sure the people that have the experiences are very happy and have something memorable.
Debbie, are you involved in that part of the operation?
I'm sorry?
Are you involved in that part of the operation?
Yes, yes. I was very involved in bringing on providers of experiences in California and New York, and it's great fun. It's great fun to do that. And I grew up in New York City, and doing this,
well, you don't have a New York, you don't have a New York accent.
No, I don't, but I did grow up here in New York. But there were so many fun things that I learned about in this city that I didn't even know. For instance, Steve Cohen, who's a great magician, he's known as the magician for to the stars, and
yes.
Bill Gates will hire him. You know, he'll get paid $25,000-$30,000 for the evening to entertain at a private party. But he does a magic show at the Waldorf Astoria in a suite, in a private suite. So we have that. We've arranged something with him to do that.
So if I understand this correctly, Debbie, if someone is even going to be doing a vacation or something, you can do a little add-on there. In other words, somebody going to New York on business or whatever, they might be able to set up something like that.
Yes, it's a great resource to see what fun things there are to do when you're about to travel into a city. Absolutely.
Well, you're going to have to stay in touch with me. You sound like an interesting woman.
Well,
you have plenty of experiences.
Well, thank you. Yes, plenty of experiences.
And,
well, this is for the adventurous and the imaginative and... you know, people who have a different outlook on life, who want to be learning all the time and having nice experiences.
Well, these are certainly unique ideas.
And they are. They are, and I hope you get to try some of them.
Well, we probably will.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on our Christmas show and talking about this. But
thank
this
you.
Is really not just for Christmas. This is all year round. You can do things.
It is. It absolutely
great
is.
Great birthday ideas and anniversary ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, somebody
lots of
there,
fun things for the dads for Father's Day, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Right. They're always hard to buy for.
Yeah,
you know, how many...
Put Dad on a canoe in the Grand Canyon or something.
Yes, yes, yes. And dads need to get out and do those things, you know. So.
Okay, one other thing before we let you go. People listening that have, I mentioned the Grand Canyon. I have a friend that does Grand Canyon Tours and has been a guide for a long time. It just suddenly I thought about it. There's probably hundreds of people out there that do different things. That should they get in touch with you and talk to you about it? Or
yes.
Do you just go find people on your own?
Well, we do. We have a research department, but if somebody is interested in providing an experience, they could absolutely...
Is there a place on the website where they can contact the research department?
They can call our customer service, which is 877-839-2483.
Okay, we're going to ask you to do that number again here in just a minute, Ed, so they make sure and write that down.
Okay.
Before you give that number, what is, on the horizon here, it looks like really you add a lot of things and you don't let many of these things go away, so you got 1,600 now, you may be up to 2,000 by next year.
We may, yes, and we're always... we're always looking for new experiences that are unique.
Okay, now the number again for somebody that might want to try to get involved in this.
Okay, it's
business-wise.
877-839-2483.
And the rest of us are the everyday working people. We just go over there to the website and all the information's there, correct?
Yes, it is. Everything's on there. Like I said, you can just select your region. You can do it by price, by category. Very easy to use and fun to look at. Just great, beautiful photographs and nice descriptions. And it's just a fun experience to be on the site.
Okay. Thank you very much, Debbie.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Oh, it's
fun. A nice holiday.
Nice lady, nice idea. Experiences for Christmas. Well, I guess that would do away with the wrapping paper. But hey, that's part of Christmas, huh? Remember the song by Roy Orbison?
Your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that he won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not, much too busy. You're in a hurry, my how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter, and in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love.
we've been pretty serious. Maybe we need to change the pace a little bit on the Christmas show here, huh? As our first half hour comes to a rapid end. I don't do a very good little boy or a little girl. I do Santa Claus, not very good either. Ho, ho, ho. Okay, here we go. A little girl calls Santa Claus on one of those phones, you know, where you can speak to Santa. And she says, Santa, would you bring me a little baby sister for Christmas? And Santa, on the other end, of course, says, here goes. Remember the question, would you bring me a baby sister for Christmas? And Santa replies, oh, sure, little girl. Can you send me your mother? We'll be back with another half hour. Merry Christmas 2008.
Happy Holiday.